Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Step it up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with Real Housewives of OC star Shannon Bedore, who talks giving a baby gift to ex-husband David, if marriage is in her future with John, and how she's kickstarting a healthy lifestyle during the pandemic. Obviously, you've been on the healthy track for quite some time, but now you want to help others. And so what made you want to be a certified health coach?
Well, you know, I've always tried to live a holistic lifestyle. And especially during COVID, I kind of veered away from that out of fear. And so I've really committed myself to, in 2021, take back my health. And what's so amazing about IIN, the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, is that it's about living a holistic lifestyle. I thought it would be maybe more about food because I deal with food in my business and et cetera. And I wanted to learn as much as I can. I thought that would help my resume, so to speak. But what I've been learning so far is that food is a secondary source. Your primary foods are what really nourishes you. And those are healthy relationships, physical exercise, a fulfilling career, and spirituality. Mm-hmm. So it's everyone is, they call it a bio-individual. Everyone has their own unique body. So one person's food may be another person's poison. And it's so important for all of us to figure out who we are and what makes us the healthiest. So it's really interesting.
Definitely. And so how does the program work? Kind of break it down for me.
Well, what's so great about it too is that it's like 5 to 8 hours a week. So you can do it on your own time. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'll, you know, do a big bunch. And if I only have a half hour, I'll do a little bit here and there. And the other thing that's so great about it is they have over 85 leaders in wellness and business that come and lecture. I've heard Andrew Weil speak, Dr. Oz. Mm-hmm. There's an amazing doctor who says that, Lisa Rankin, who says that you can heal yourself with your mind over medicine, and she's an MD. So it's just so interesting to hear all these different philosophies that are natural.
Yeah, definitely. So are you going to be taking on clients, and have any of your friends, family, castmates, have any of them reached out to help train?
I don't know, but it's crazy that I guess in today's world, doctor's offices want to have health coaches there. Mm-hmm. Corporations are hiring health coaches because they want their employees or their patients to be as healthy as possible and to look at the entire body rather than just the sniffles or the, you know, the cough or whatever that you have. So I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I just think that the knowledge is good, and something that I want to do, especially with my website as my first product just came out, I want to educate people mm-hmm. on how to do things in the healthiest manner. One thing that I learned, your gut is responsible for 70% of your immune system. So like, you know, I think that people need to focus more on the gut and taking care of that, because then they'll be healthier people.
Definitely. And it's always good to have somebody in your corner as well. I mean, how has your health journey affected your confidence? Because obviously, you know, a few years back, you lost a lot of weight. So, I mean, how has it changed your mindset and changed your confidence level?
Well, I've always been a thin person, so it was very tough for me. It was heavy on my heart mm-hmm. to have gained the weight that I have. And I'm in process of my glow up right now. I'm finally starting to lose that COVID weight. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to stay there because this roller coaster, doesn't work for me very well. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I just think that everything that's happening in my life right now, especially with the business starting, my lemonade tincture launched about 3 weeks ago and it's doing incredibly well. And I am working on developing more products right now. So it's just a very exciting time. And to be going to the school in addition, it just kind of, I don't know, I feel really good.
Definitely. I mean, has it been a struggle during COVID and everything like that for you to maintain a healthy lifestyle?
Well, it did. I kind of lived in fear because I am not good with the unknown.
Yeah.
And so through that, I ate and drank more than I normally do. And I wasn't as active and I was just scared. Mm-hmm. So, but now I think thankfully everything is starting to open up here and hoping that everyone is healthy and we get rid of this thing soon. And I'm committed this year to good health.
Definitely. What would you say was your biggest regret during this past year?
I think letting fear overtake me. I can't do that. I mean, I have to let go. I have to learn to let go. And I've been working on that a lot too, which goes right in alignment with IIN, is that I'm looking into my own self and realizing what makes me a healthier person, and worrying and fear are just, it's wasted energy.
Definitely. I know recently you said you got some bad fillers ahead of the reunion. Did you have to go back and get them fixed, or did it fix itself?
Well, I'm in the process of fixing right now because it was, I've never done it before, and it's non-dissolvable. So I go in every 2 weeks to, they put stuff in to try and get rid of it. So you live and learn.
Yeah, you live and learn. I think you look great though. You look fantastic. You know, how are things with John? How is everything going? I see all your Instagram photos and you guys look fantastic as always.
He's great. And he's very, very supportive, especially with the launch of Lemonade. I took some turns that were wrong. And when he came into my life, he kind of helped me create the structure of the company, bring in new people to help me out. And to have him by my side as we finally launched the first product, Lemonade, it's been rewarding.
Definitely. And I know obviously we can't talk too much about the show, but we do see your family dynamic a bit. And does John act like a father figure to your girls? And what advice do you have for someone who is trying to bring a boyfriend to a family of teenagers or grown children?
No, he's very good about that. He knows that they have a father. Mm-hmm. He's kind to them and he's sweet and helpful when they need anything, but he doesn't take on that father role at all.
Yeah. I mean, then what kind of advice do you have to bring in a boyfriend to a family of teenagers or grown children? Was that ever something that you were hesitant about in the back of your mind?
I mean, I wasn't. My kids just want me to be healthy and happy. Mm-hmm. So when they see me happy, they're ecstatic. So
definitely.
Their dad has moved on with his life and so they want me to as well.
Definitely. I mean, you know, I've asked you this question a million times, and of course, I'll probably ask it again, but are you hoping to get married one day? Is that something that you and John still talk about? Because I know, obviously, you know, you had some ups and downs during this past year, as did every single couple.
Right. I mean, I want to be married and spend the rest of my life with a partner. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, definitely. You know, back in October, you did tell us that David doesn't want to talk and, you know, they're co-parenting, that he wasn't really interested in co-parenting. Has that changed at all in the past few months?
No, it hasn't. And it's, you know, I've come to accept it. He just had a baby. Right. So I'm sure he has his hands full.
Mm-hmm. Did you reach out to him about the baby?
I sent a gift.
Well, that was very nice of you. Did he say thanks?
I mean, I sent it with the kids, so I don't know.
What's some advice for parents? You know, obviously, you know, you had a daughter just go to college. What advice do you have for parents that are, you know, about to embark on that journey? Because obviously it's a huge change in both your kid's life and, you know, your life too.
I mean, I think that I would advise to let your child go and soar and learn things on their own and let them be independent. You know, Sophie's really out there on her own and she doesn't really, in fact, she was talking to her sister last on the phone. I'm like, where's my phone call? So, you know, just to let your kids go and figure it out on their own. They got to grow up.
What was it? Was it more difficult for you or was it more difficult for Sophie?
Me. Yeah. It was more difficult for me. So.
What are your thoughts? I know in a couple of years that you may be an empty nester. I mean, what are your thoughts about that? Does that kind of scare you at all?
I mean, I look forward to every different chapter of my life. So I think it'll be fun. Hopefully I'll have a partner and we'll, you know, do some traveling and, you know, things out and about.
And what is one thing about parenthood you wish you knew before you had your kids?
I wish I knew more patience. I'm learning that now.
Totally. And then do you ever respond to any of the mom shamers or do you not pay attention to that?
I try not to pay attention to it. It's, you know, for a while I did and it's just, it's toxic. So some people can be so cruel, especially when they hide behind the screen. So I don't respond, no.
Well, Shannon, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time as always.
Thank you.
All right. It was good seeing you.
I'll see you soon.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com where we've got you covered.
Have you ever wondered how to say good morning in Italian? Or what is goodbye in French? You can ask Alexa. Just say, what is happy birthday in German? Or how do you say hello in Japanese? Do you want to know how to say I love you in Spanish? Ask Alexa and start learning a new language today.